Hi, this is astrologer DK Brainerd, and you are listening to the Stars for the People podcast here on EmpowerRadio.com, empowering you. This week we're going to talk about the momentous event that's happening on Wednesday, which is that Mars, the energy planet, is finally returning to direct motion after 3 months retrograde. Mars returning direct in the first degree of Leo on Wednesday. We'll also talk about, give a little bit of a preview of the upcoming new moon in Pisces, which is a new moon conjunct Uranus on March 15th, a week from Monday. And we'll also look at the sign of Pisces, a lot of energy in Pisces right now, and look a little bit at how that affects us and how that shifts the energy from... There's been a strong focus on Aquarius, which, you know, continues to be operating in the background. But we're going to talk a little bit about how the Pisces energy affects us and how that tends to manifest and what we can do with that. So I'm glad you're along tonight. I'd like to remind you that today's podcast is sponsored by Abilify. Works almost as well as cocaine. I'm not sure if that's our official tagline now or if they changed the marketing promotion, but Abilify, which I also just found out is a glutamate blocker, interestingly enough. Apparently MSG and all of the various forms of MSG that are put into, sort of injected or added into foods. And, nobody knows exactly why, except that it seems to do a very good job of making people sick and creating allergic reactions that, you know, eventually they believe now lead to diabetes and obesity. And Abilify happens to be a glutamate blocker. I just found out. So I'd like to thank the good folks at Abilify for sponsoring this podcast. And, if you get totally disconnected from the earth and you're totally disconnected from the rhythms of nature, why not just reach for the Abilify? It'll make everything feel better. And it's probably cheaper than cocaine. Okay, anyway, let's get into the astrology for the week. So one of the things about Pisces energy is that Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac. It's a water sign. It's a mutable sign. And if you haven't been to the website recently, you know, I'm going to invite you to come on over to www.wordsforthepeople.com, or you can just Google me, DK Brainerd. And I've done a series of short videos on the sign of Pisces where I cover some of this material visually as well as verbally. But Pisces is the last water sign, and water is about emotions, and water is very connective. But Pisces is also one of the what were traditionally called the phlegmatic signs, and phlegmatic energy is connective, but it tends to connect inwardly. So, like everything else in astrology, I've just been teaching my archetypes, alchemy, and astrology class. We just started a new section this week, and I love teaching that class because we get to explore the soul, you know, with this group of sort of intrepid adventurers that have agreed to come along with me on this journey and really look at and experience in our bodies and, you know, through different exercises, how these sort of archetypal realms work. And that's where Pisces energy works best. And that's where it's most comfortable. And arguably, we could even say that that is the function of Pisces in the zodiac, is to connect inwardly. And so when we connect inwardly, what do we connect with? Well, if we get beneath the ego or beyond the ego, what we're connecting with is soul. And, you know, James Hillman in Revisioning Psychology, James Hillman, I think sometimes called the father of archetypal psychology, says that fantasy images are the they're the primary mode of communication of the soul. They're the language of the soul. And that's what Pisces does, is Pisces travels, or, Pisces operates in fantasy images. And the negative side, if you know anything at all about astrology, you know, you probably know the negative stereotype about Pisces, which is that they're promise you the moon, you know, but they're too lazy to get out of bed in the morning. They have these great ideas, but they also spend half their time or most of their time drunk or high on drugs, you know, or just living in this total fantasy world, and so they never get anything done in the real world. And then they mope around and act like victims. And, you know, as with any stereotype, there's usually a kernel of truth in that. And Pisces, especially early on in life, can really struggle with that, dealing with the real world, because Pisces energy has this ability to go into the soul and connect with these fascinating realms of reality, including parallel universes, alternate potential futures, the realms of the soul, where and Hillman argues, I think fairly convincingly, that anything that happens in the world is actually a psychic image. And, you know, we talked about in class last night some of the different models of perceiving reality in the universe around the world. And two of the models that we talked about were the Toltec model from Mexico and Central America. You may be familiar with Carlos Castaneda or Don Miguel Ruiz and his son as some of the more prominent teachers of that lineage. And then the Buddhist model from the East. And in both of those models, you know, which are sort of strikingly being corroborated by quantum physics nowadays, what we're living in is actually a soup of energy or a soup of sort of potential. And somehow we are able to, you know, Don Juan said that our primary function as humans is that we are perceivers. And it's like we're able to tune in this reality, which I call the consensus reality, through the sort of tuning mechanism of our body, mind, brain, soul, spirit mechanism. But that's just one of many potential realities that we could inhabit. And the gift of Pisces is to go into that quantum, soup of potentiality in the soul, through the soul, and to connect with alternate possible futures, or to play out visually, which again, imagery being the language of the soul, other ways that we could exist in the world. And maybe, you know, if we really wanted to be technically accurate, we might say that actually involves other worlds that look very similar to this one, but just maybe a notch over, you know, on the radio tuning band or whatever. So, you know, all in all, I mean, it's a very noble endeavor. But the problem for Pisces energy can be getting stuck in those fantasy worlds. Or as a Pisces sun myself, I would say that the way I've experienced this is you go into the soul, and, you know, some of the things that you meet in the soul are really ghastly and frightening and horrific. But you also encounter these very luminous beings and you know, places of pure love and places that seem so much wonderful, so much more wonderful and healing and affirming than this sort of, you know, end of the line consumerist rat race society that so many people in the world live in, you know. And certainly, you know, the places that I go to in the soul seem much more appealing to me than any of the 9-to-5 jobs I've had in my past, for example. And so there, you know, there is a tendency for Pisces energy to stay stuck there. Why wouldn't you? You know, if you can go there, why wouldn't you go there? Well, maybe because what we're really trying to do here is to, rather than escape this reality or transcend it in the sense of escaping it, what we're trying to do is to perceive those higher, better energies, those better ways of being, and really ground those into this experience. You know, and again, this is my take on it, but I do feel that the earth is a particularly harsh learning environment for the soul. And, you know, maybe we come here to have that learning experience because in the harsh, dense, you know, high gravitational conditions that we live in here, it's either sort of, you know, you get it, it's sink or swim, really. And so we didn't come here to escape from here. We came here to, you know, really bloom where we're planted. And so wherever Pisces is in your chart and, you know, whatever is happening in your life right now, this month, with the Sun and Jupiter and Mercury, which is mind and communication, you know, the Sun is energy. Jupiter is the abundance principle, the archetype of wisdom and expansion and good fortune, all in Pisces. And Uranus, the awakener, the planet of enlightenment, also still in Pisces. And this new moon coming up in Pisces on March 15th. A way to really work with this energy is to realize that Pisces isn't about, you know, going out and knocking down walls, and which is much more Aries. And there's a, you know, there's a time for all of these different types of energy. And as we get closer to the spring equinox and the beginning of spring here in the Northern Hemisphere, you know, the Sun, Venus, and Mercury moving into Aries within, you know, the next 2 to 3 weeks, that's going to be the time for action. That's going to be the time to go out and, you know, boldly go where no man has gone before. And I do want to do a special episode on William Shatner. So remind me if I forget. And Aries with Uranus conjunct Sun. I think that could be a very interesting study, especially with the time that period that we're going into beginning this summer. I digress again. I'm in a very Piscean mood tonight, just allowing myself to drift. I hope you like it. I have been told that I have a very soothing voice. I guess nobody noticed a few weeks ago when I kept copying and pasting that part of the podcast over and over. Anyway, the way to work with this energy is to work on an internal level. And how do we do that? Well, we meditate. We allow ourselves to engage in some dreaming. And, you know, this goes very much against our culture. I was talking to Aegon Lakes, my fellow healer over at Eternal Balance, after class the other night, and you know, we were talking about how astrology is a study of moments in time, and you know, science keeps trying to prove or disprove, and it always cracks me up when astrologers and you know, other people who practice forms of divination try to prove, you know, scientifically that astrology is valid, because we need to get those non-believers, we need to convert them with science. You know, what Aegon and I were talking about is that, you know, you can't really set up experiments to prove that Reiki energy works to heal people, right? Because whatever is being set up is being influenced by the beliefs and expectations of the observer, you know, as well as the people that are taking part in it. And with astrology, the way that works is that, you know, every moment in time has a particular astrology. And with our scientific, you know, rational, material-oriented worldview, we want to act like March 5th is the same as April 5th, or, you know, say, so a Sunday in March, or let's take a weekday, Monday morning in March, you know, is the same as Monday morning in June, is the same as Monday morning in August, is the same as Monday morning in September. You know, in other words, what do? It's Monday morning at 9 o'clock. You better be at your desk working. You know, and we treat this like, well, I always go to bed at 10 p.m. so I can be fresh for the morning. You know, even though 10 p.m. in the winter, maybe there's been no light in the sky for 4 or 5 hours already. And 10 p.m. in the summer, it's still light outside. And in astrology, we take that a step further, you know, by saying that Monday morning, March 8th, is a Monday in the sign of Pisces. So Monday being a moon day, right? It's a moon day in the sign of Pisces. And we also, this year, happen to have Jupiter, the ruler of Pisces, in Pisces, which really changes the flavor of Pisces for this year. You know, making it a lot stronger. There's a lot more power in it than usual. So even though it goes against the grain to think like this and to allow yourself to work with the rhythms of nature, you know, noticing and tuning into what the energy cycle is can really magnify, you know, both your ability to create what you want to create in life and also your happiness. And I'm going to tell you, this is learned behavior. You know, even though I know Mars is almost at the end of its retrograde cycle and it's slowing down, about to turn around, and when planets do that, they tend to really be on their worst behavior, and we tend to really feel their effects the most strongly. So, you know, I know with Mars on my ascendant, or pretty close to my ascendant in Leo, and the ascendant, again, representing the physical body and personality, I know that during this time, I need extra rest. I can feel it in my body, you know. But how many days do I actually allow myself to do that? Because what am I programmed to do? You got to get up every day, and you got to work just as hard today as you did yesterday, and if not harder, and that's the way you know, get ahead, and that's the way you pay your bills, and we're in a recession here, you know? And if you got work, you got to blah, 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 blah. You know, and working hard is good, right? But if what I have to talk myself through, you know, and remember times in the past where I didn't pay attention to what was going on with the stars, and in astrology, we call that disaster, which literally means dis, against, or disconnected from, without, the aster, the stars, you know, going against the stars. So what I'm trying to say in a long, rambling sort of way is this is a time for visioning. And if there's action that's presented to you that makes sense, go for it. You know, if there are things you have to do so you don't lose your job, or you don't lose your house, or you keep food on the table, or you stay healthy or whatever, of course you keep doing those things. But realizing that the power in this moment of astrology is in our inner vision, and is in connecting with our souls, is the power is in using that Pisces ability to connect inwardly, to go into the soul. And there are two, you know, at least two functions we can draw from here. One is to recognize which parts of the soul, and as we talked about in class last night, the you know, looking at the archetypes as the little people inside the soul, you know, so which parts of my soul really need some attention from me now? Because when I give them attention, I bring the soul back into balance. And then when it's time for action here in the next 2 or 3 weeks, I can take action as a whole person, you know, not just as a disembodied mind or a disconnected ego or one archetype, you know, my my warrior archetype or my, you know, my sexual lover archetype totally controlling me because I'm unconscious of what's going on in my soul. So that's one thing, is care of the soul, you know, very, very important now. And the other thing that we can do by connecting inwardly is we can visualize what it is we want more of in our life. And with Jupiter in Pisces now, and with this powerful new moon coming up next week, and I am going to really do my Piscean best to have that podcast up for you by a couple days before that new moon, which is on the 15th, so by the 13th or so. But we can go inside and visualize what it is we want and what it is we believe that we're drawing to us and that we're here to create or to manifest or to allow to bloom forth from us. And really getting into that and feeling it, you know, holding it lovingly, not holding on to it, because that's not, you know, that's not good Pisces energy, but holding it lovingly, you know, playing with it, smelling it, tasting it. What does it feel like when it's happening? And that's really, that's the best way we can use this energy. One other note I want to make about Mars in Leo, and then I'll let you go for tonight or today, whenever you happen to be listening to this. And remember, you can go on iTunes through your iTunes player. Go in, open up the store and search for Stars for the People podcast. And you can download this onto your iPod. You can subscribe to it so it'll be downloaded to you automatically if you like. And that's all free, of course. With Mars stationing direct in the middle of the week, you know, really pay attention to your energy. Because again, when Mars is slowing down to its station and then very slowly kind of building up speed for the next week or so after that, that's when those sort of dicey effects of the retrograde can be most intense. So in addition to lowered energy, that can be feelings of frustration or depression, you know, Mars anger energy turned inward, self-blame, self-hatred, things like that. You know, so pay attention to, and I'll discuss those in more depth for each sign in the horoscope column this week. But do be aware of that. Well, I hope that you found this uplifting and inspiring. Thanks for keeping me going. I love you. Be who you are. And until next time, this is astrologer DK Brainerd saying, may you go with the stars.
I've seen the best minds of my generation refuse to take their medication. Your electroshocks, your chemical pills, ain't gonna cure what ails us. And I've seen the best minds of my generation washing windows at the service station. Gas up the beat.